Ronald, good evening. We're live on the radio. People getting back in their cars. I think with smiles on their faces tonight, as you have. It felt like you got your identity back today as a team, the way they played.
Yes. Of course, we changed the system, but not always the system is the most important, in my opinion, and that was the meeting before the game. The most important that you show the commitment to the team, the spirit to the team, every individual player, and it's today not about system, it's not about position or about who will start today in the game. Today was to show a reaction after Thursday, and I think we did it very well.
Yeah, I mean, my thought was more about the fact that we saw players doing what we know they can do rather than the formation. It was actually Tadic and Mane off Pelle, everything as we got used to it last season.
Yeah, but sometimes it's necessary to come back to the basic of football, and that's made clear for the players that the system that we play, and use the best players in that position.
What did you say then at the meeting before the game? What was important that got transferred from you to the team today?
Now, to start aggressive in the game, I think we started very well. A lot of pressing, some good chances, some corner kicks, and that was the message what we have to give to everybody, to the fans, to our opponent, because we had to react after last week.
It would be easy for people who weren't here to think that the 10 men made the difference to the game, and obviously it helped, but I thought you made enough chances before he got sent off to show that you were in charge of the game.
No, it's true. We were the dominated team before the send-off, but of course, always a send-off has some impact in the game, and of course the first goal was very important just before halftime, and that makes the game open, and I think we play with a real good spirit in the second half, not to wait or to control, but just to score and to try to score more goals, and finally we scored three times.
It's been a long, difficult month at times. You've ended it in the top half of the Premier League table. Who'd have thought that, eh?
Yeah, that's strange, and it's, maybe that's the Premier League, and with one win you make 8-9 steps on the table, and that's a position where we like to be, and but it will be a long season, but that means for everybody.
It might be a long 3 days until Tuesday night. Will it be, or are you expecting one thing to happen?
If there happens something, that will be positive news.
Okay, so Victor Wanyama, how is he? Why is he not physically and mentally fit for today, as you said earlier?
Yeah, Victor is in a difficult situation. And we spoke about it, and then the decision was to not to put him in the squad for today, because we need, and of course in this moment we need people totally commitment to the team and to the club. But he is not for sale, and the same story with Sadio, where we will keep these players because they are important players, and we like to go on, and we need all that kind of good players. And if the players are coming back with a good shape, with a good feeling, with a good commitment, no problem.
Is it like Schneider did last year when he wasn't quite right because of things going on? Is it a similar situation?
Yeah, a little bit. The difference is the moment in the season. Schneiderlin was still in the pre-season, 1 week before the start of the Premier League, and now already we played 8 games, and it's in the last week of the transfer window, and that's a big difference.
Just finally then, last question before I leave you alone for 2 weeks. One of the national newspapers is saying that you and Les Reed are at loggerheads, arguing with each other, they don't get on, you want one thing, he wants another, you're not, the club isn't together. What's the truth?
No, there's no truth in that, because of course, like everybody, if you work together, you have discussions. But we don't have any problem in that case, and we're working well together, and we have everyday the contact, and still we have the same opinion how we like to do the business in Southampton.